Item 17 pertaining to Tangier Island Crab Scrape Sanctuary, crabbing, blue crab sanctuary, and prohibition of crab dredging in Virginia waters.
We had a very good Crab Management Advisory Committee. Mr. Tankard somehow drew everyone here.
Thank you, Ed. Much appreciated, sir.
First time in about five meetings that we had a quorum. And it'd be good if Mr. Tankard could just give a brief summary of that meeting, because some of those events play right into the recommendation.
Okay, great.
Yes, sir. Thanks. Well, we had our first quorum, and I think four meetings. So we ended up approving minutes from four meetings of the past that included years past, in fact. So that was good to finally have a quorum. One of the things that drew people there, perhaps, was the bill that came through the General Assembly that would allow harvest using crab scrape to harvest crabs as a bycatch. Mr. Dan Dyes on Tangier headed up an effort to understand what it was the industry thought would be a good idea with regard to a crab dredge. Our crab scrape gear harvest with hard crab again as the bycatch. So we ended up with a motion from Mr. Cox from the Eastern Shore to have an open season or a season for hard crab bycatch, which would be open from August 1st through October 31st. And to allow crab scrapers to harvest up to three bushels of female hard crabs each day. And this motion was unanimously approved. So that's one of our first items of discussion for that meeting. Rob, you want to? Did I miss anything?
No, it was a good meeting. I agree to that. I think what staff can do today is you as a commission can have the benefit of a lot of the information next month, if that's all right. I think the most important thing today is to form the advertisement of the items. And so what I'm going to do is just bypass some of this information for right now and then come back next month and go through it. There is a situation we have where one of the advertised areas certainly does include the scrape fishery. And just some quick information, there aren't a whole lot of active harvesters, and most of them are from Accomack as far as landing, a little bit in Northampton. The surprising thing here is that if we were to have that bycatch of three bushels a trip here, you can see that the average harvester would have 88 bushels, and you could see that the impact would be about a little over 0.5% of the total female hard crab harvest. So the recommendation was no male crabs.
Right.
You know, they do not want to harvest the male crabs. If there were just two bushels a trip, it would be 0.35%. Pretty small percentage. Now, we had a question at the meeting from Chris Moore, who's still in the back, I see. Should this fishery have a control date? And perhaps at some point, staff doesn't think quite yet. We do know that there have been three transfers that have gone through from folks who are transferring their scrape licenses, and I think I have a slide here that shows you the total harvest, which averages somewhere around in the 40 plus thousand pounds per year. Now, this is the peeler crab. There is some soft crab in there as well. Actually averages a little over 20% of soft crab when they're doing the scraping.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not the fishery it was, and certainly you can get an idea by area what's available in terms of where it's prosecuted. Tangier Sound is the big area. If we look at this, it's probably the most astounding information is in here. There are anywhere from 2010 to 2017, there's 324 to 264 CFRL holders who have been eligible to be in the scrape fishery. When it gets down to what is actually purchased as a license, it falls quite a bit down to the last couple of years, 116 to 114 individuals. If you look who's active, it drops significantly again down to 27 for 2015 and 16 and 21 in 2017. What this means, of those who are eligible, you know, the average over the last several years, 2010, 2017, is about 10%. So only 10% are participating. A lot of harvesters are buying the license but not using it, more so than in any other fishery probably.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's one thing to keep in mind. The other thing that we had is also a situation where you have the recommendation that was just read about the CMAQ. We also have a situation where we have probably for the last 4 years, I think, Mark Sanford, who is from the Eastern Shore but fishes in Lynn Haven, crabs down in Lynn Haven, and has been perpetually, it seems like, asking for a set-aside area on the coast. And there's a set-aside area here, and I'm going to let Sarah describe that since she came up with it. But Sarah, maybe you can describe the area for the commission and, you know, the size, things of that nature.
Absolutely. So working with Mr. Sanford, the area that he is interested in starts at the Colvegs line where the Cape Henry Lighthouse is. He would like the area to be 300 feet from the shoreline so as to reduce any conflicts with the recreational beach usage along this area because it is in the north end of Virginia Beach. Starting 300 feet from the shoreline, it would go up the Colvegs line a quarter mile and then out to, there's the Chesapeake Bay entrance lighted whistle buoy CH. Then the area would go down, remaining 300 feet from the shoreline the whole way, or from the mean low water mark the whole way, to 45th Street, where it would go out 1.5 miles. So it's almost a box. And Mr. Sanford felt very strongly that the area needed to include this section around kind of First Landing, or I guess
Fort Story.
Thank you. And he did not want it to just be an area, sanctuary area for. He felt very strongly about being able to fish right outside of Fort Story.
I got a question for her.
Yes, sir. Proceed.
And is this area where the crab pots are going to be located?
Yes.
What kind of consideration was given to navigation issues in that area right there?
So we haven't gotten together to discuss that yet as a committee. This map has been, as a division department, this map has been drawn based on Mr. Sanford's initial requests from us. So that's something that we are going to discuss before putting out a request for public hearing.
I might add that Mr. Sanford, who seems to know the area fairly well, he thought that there would only probably be three or four fishermen in that area. He said it wouldn't be like going off the concrete ships where you can walk across the water on pots, you know.
Yes, if there were even three or four. So when we've looked back in time, it's usually been one or two individuals, and that's about it. And that's even when... So this now is a May 16th to September 15th closure based on the commission's actions last month. But when you look at that time period before 2007, because that's when this was established as part of the sanctuary network, was 2007, one or two individuals only. And Mr. Sanford will have time next month to talk to the commission, but he explains this as merely getting rid of some of the congestion. Anything helps in Lynn Haven is the idea to come out here. And then the other thing I wanted to mention is Dr. Lipschitz has contacted staff from VIMS. He'll be here next month to speak on this, as well as speaking on the scrape issue with the bycatch. So it would be very low effort. I think that it's also, from what I understand, it's a very short duration. It's not as if they're going to camp out there. It just is a short time before people start moving. People move pots to Cape Charles. Then people move pots up the river once the sanctuary's in effect. And, you know, we'll get a better flavor for that next month. So those are two items that are requested for public hearing. And the first one here, and you have in your, I think in your evaluation, staff included every staff recommendation on the crab dredge fishing season, fishery season, since 2008. Last couple of years, no comments whatsoever. No industry members commented. And staff is recommending the commission advertise a closure of the 2018-19 winter crab dredge fishery, and that should say season after it, which I didn't put. So, but it is the season. We can't close the fishery. The fishery's in code, but we can close the season. I think 2009, Judge Doyle insisted or found that the commission has to rule on this every year. So staff is recommending to advertise that with the commission's permission. The other part is the sanctuary that we just went over to advertise what Sarah just showed you, and then we'll have a chance to review it next month as well. Concerning our main regulation, it is Chapter 270. That has everything in it. In your packet, you'll see it has the bushel limits. It has the seasons. I mean, it is the prime regulation. And if you saw what Pat just went over, I mean, we are in an average year. I mean, when you think about it, we are in an average year. We know that once the juveniles are here, they're here, and then we can start to manage a little bit like we did with smaller bushel limits in November, and we've had them in March for quite a while. But we have, as managers, we have no influence over the juveniles until they're here, and then we can take some action. I think we have taken that action. So we really don't see anything for a cause to modify what was in place last year. The other jurisdictions are in the same situation. They don't see any changes except for what was established last year. And so for that reason, in Chapter 270, one item is we have to change the season dates. I mean, the season dates are all, you'll see in your packet, are all set to expire on July 4th of this year. So we need to simply advertise to modify the season dates. The second item is the last item, the Tangier Scrape area, and that's not the last item, but that's one we want to advertise. But staff wants to be a little careful on how to advertise that and hopes the commission will agree. And Mr. Tankard said the same thing that we're saying, to advertise a harvest of up to 3 bushels of female crabs for crab scrape licensees, pardon me, and with the season as early as August and no later than October. So what that will do, that will allow the commission to determine whether you really want to have 3 bushels, do you want to have something less? Do you really want to start August 1 and run through October, or do you want to start a little bit later? So that's the intent of that particular item. And there is one more, and that is the bushel measure. Law enforcement has asked fisheries management staff to develop a bushel measure for the crab fishery. And what that involves, you're familiar with the oyster tub, the measure that is used in the oyster fishery, although baskets are used now, but still the officers use the oyster tub. Law enforcement would like that to be the measure for the crab fishery. The reason is the only definition for a barrel is it's 3 bushels, but there's no definition of a bushel. So what happens is you have rather odd containers, and the easiest way for law enforcement to be able to tell whether someone's adhering to the bushel limit is to measure it out in a U.S. standard bushel. And staff would like to advertise that and then maybe get some comments on it next month at the public hearing. You may think that something like that is challenging, but you know, you've probably heard law enforcement. One of the things that was talked about at the meeting, at the Crab Management Advisory Committee meeting, and the commission, some of you remember that law enforcement sat on an operation where they were using fish pots to harvest crabs and waited until they saw those crabs put in the boat and put in truck, and then made the cases. Law enforcement has made a handful, perhaps, that I know of pulling pots. I think last year we heard where they worked until the sun was already down, and there were still pots out there. So, you know, if law enforcement requests this, staff definitely wants to advertise this.
Just
just have one question on it, Rob. Going back to law enforcement, you know, I'm not going to debate those guys, but I did do it for a while. Two things. The stress as far as dumping them out of the original container that the crabber has used to place them in, into that bushel, then back into the bushel, you can probably answer better than I can as far as the stress is concerned. The other thing, could we craft language instead of going over into the oyster tub that it shall be, I mean, if they're, most of them are using, if they're using baskets, of course I know baskets probably.
Barrels.
In barrels, yeah. Never mind, that ends
no,
up.
I think the first idea is something that once you get into June, if not earlier, they're already stressed, those crabs. And the other thing is, I haven't asked directly yet, but I don't sense there's a lot of situations where law enforcement has concerns. But when they do, they want to make sure
okay.
that it will stick.
I'm not against it. I just wanted if there was something maybe a little easier all the way around, we'd be good. But just proceed on. That's fine. Okay. It's late in the day.
So those are the items.
Dr. Neal.
All right. Just one quick question. You're asking to go to public notice for what is our public notification? How soon do we have to notify?
The notice is 15 days before the day of the commission, so we're meeting on the 19th in
right,
June.
That's
the point. We need
on the hurry
move
up
along.
All the way.
All right, so you got to be a little quick. So that's yeah. So you do have time. All right, and the other thing is the oceanfront area. That's a extremely high recreational traffic area. You have somebody that serves on commission stuff here that's right smack dab in the middle of all that stuff, Skip Feller.
Yeah.
They run their head boats there for their little dolphin watching stuff, and he's into the jet skis and then all the other rental stuff they do out of Rudy Inlet. And so it wouldn't be a bad idea just to get his opinion on it. And if he has no objections, I don't see how anyone would. And
I missed who you just said.
Skip Feller.
Skip.
Okay, thank you.
I'm sorry, Skip Feller.
Okay.
You know, he's running that entire Virginia Beach Fishing
sure.
Center now with all that rental stuff and their little dolphin trips and that Rudy Ruckus and all that stuff.
I think 4 years ago, 5 years ago, Mr. Tankard, I remember that you were concerned about the proposal then, and I think the city of Virginia Beach had a letter that they indicated that they really weren't in support, but then after that things got worked out. Mr. Sanford moved north with his proposal, but I certainly will follow up with Skip Feller. And at the meeting, I think the idea was, and I've talked to Mark as well, that we can advertise, but you know, after that, it's really just what you hear at the commission and what you decide at the commission.
Further questions or comments? Yes, Mr. Moore. All day long, absolutely. You're not umpiring today? You're finished?
Not today.
Okay.
Chris Moore, Chesapeake Bay Foundation. I'm also a member of the CMAC committee as well. I just wanted to ask one clarifying question, maybe for Commissioner Tankard and Rob. When we were discussing the proposed advertisement for 4A, the smaller area there, I think what we actually voted on was the possibility also of closing Area 5 year-round. As part of that, and I just wanted to see if that's jive with what you all had from the notes that night.
I don't remember that we did that. I think what happened was there's a slight encroachment here
right.
in Area 3, and I think the slough here is what Mr. Sanford, you know, with the movement of crabs, the reason that he is dedicated to having it here in what we have Area 3. We have been renumbering sanctuaries, I know that, but. Mr. Sanford indicated that he could see closing the entire Area 3 and going up to Fisherman's Island area up through there. And then after the meeting, I'm not sure that the committee said that's a great idea or even endorsed that part of it at all. But after the meeting, there were other comments, Mr. Weivel and a few others, about how they used to crab right off the northern part of this Area 3. And it was pretty good back then. So, again, we can gain more information on that. This is what I would call a sort of model right now to take out to public hearing. We will work with engineering surveying, there's Mr. Shag, and get some lat longs on this to send out for public notice. I think that would be the way to do that as well.
Chris, do you have, if you have any comment on that pro or con, you can either let us know now or send us an email, whichever you prefer.
Well, I'll just for right now.
Am I right on the area three that he
is area three?
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's right.
I think what we were thinking, some of the discussion that we had, at least the way I saw it, was that we were trying to be basically status quo with the regs this year. And if we were an open part of a sanctuary, we needed to figure out where to come up with some conservation.
Okay.
And so I think the discussion, at least that I was remembered, was we talked about closing Area 3 year-round or for some longer period of time to make up for this harvest. And I don't have a position on that at this point, but I'm just saying I wanted to make sure that if we go out for public notice, we don't hem ourselves in to something that would limit us from for developing the conservation equivalency in Area 3.
All right, sir. Yep. Thank you very much. Questions, comments? Okay, so do you need a motion?
Need a motion, and I now Mr. Moore has me thinking. So, you know, it may have been okay for Mr. Sanford to mention that. I'm sure that that would bring out some other comments. So the conservation equivalency, this area in 2007 when the commission passed the coastal area, was passed, and this is in your evaluation, was passed so that when the sponge crab, when you have to return the dark-colored sponge crabs to the water and can't harvest them, when that was pushed from July 15th, that you couldn't keep them till that date, back to July 1, that was when the commission said, okay, as a trade-off, as conservation equivalency, we're going to establish this coastal sanctuary. What followed there was the Crab Management Advisory Committee came back and said, look, if the commission can take off the sponge prohibition entirely, then, you know, we can see having this all the way up and get this, you know, as a quid pro quo for the commission taking off the sponge crab. That did not happen. What happened was there was two shuffles of the date, so that now we're looking at June 15th. So twice the commission has pushed the date back. I don't know exactly how to approach Mr. Moore's question, except to say in a notice, you know, with some conservation equivalency, which would probably give a broad general approach to the commission to whatever they decided on the sanctuary, they could also include that. But I think it would be difficult right now to advertise something differently. That's just staff's opinion.
Well, just make sure you advertise it broadly, and then we can compress from there. That's fine. Chair will entertain a motion on the motion for advertisement for the crab measures for next season.
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. Neal, or Dr. Neal, is there a second? Second by Mr. Tanker, Chair of the Crab Committee. Thank you very much, Ed, for handling that. Yeah. Further discussion? All in favor of the motions? Okay. Long day, Heather. Anyway, all in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? I get jumpy this time of the afternoon.
You're not the only one.
Not for the wrong reason either. Anyway.